Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 10th of November. It's 2025, or at least that's what they tell us, and that's all we got to go on. So there it is. It is currently in Missouri, 33 degrees. Isn't that phenomenal? I froze my butt off last night, but around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, I was out, and I woke up at 9:30 in the morning. I haven't woken up at 9:30 in the morning since I was like 18. I don't know. A long, long time. I was out. I had my tent all zipped up, and you can't see sunlight, so I couldn't tell. It just was dark, so I was out. And this blows me away. Blows me away. I post on YouTube, hey, I think I'm going to have a meetup in 24 hours, in the middle of the Ozarks. And I wasn't expecting, and I figured maybe a few people would show up. You know what I mean? No big deal. I didn't give any notice. I didn't ask my buddy if I could use his parking lot or anything like that. I figured a couple of people would show up. Well, I was wrong. People from Kansas, people from Wisconsin, people from Illinois, people from Missouri showed up. Over 100 people showed up. I had a stack of confusion in Christianity and a stack of confusion in the chaos, in the cosmos, signed by myself and the author, Miguel, and they're all gone. So I'm going to need more of those because I think I'm going to do another meetup here, if the creek don't rise and the good Lord's willing, soon, but I'll actually give you some notice. I met people like Carl. I met people like Charlotte. I met people like John, Dawn, Deb, her husband, etc. But this is what it looked like. We had 18-wheelers coming through. We had kids, dogs. I gave all the kids a bunch of silver coins from Dave Morgan because he gave them to me, and I gave them to them. And I told them, be smart. Hold on to these because these will be worth something very, very soon. But this is what it looked like yesterday.
I don't care. As long as you get his phone number, I don't care. People are just worried about selfies.
No, we've been collecting phone numbers.
So this was perfect because people were networking with each other and they were getting each other's phone numbers. And all those people stayed for the entire time. When the first person showed up at 10:58, I walked outside and I'm like, I don't want to do this. And then my attitude changed. And we stood out there and talked because I couldn't let people in the shop because it's not my shop. And I didn't even ask. You know what I mean? People stood out there till 4 o'clock when it just finally got so dang cold. I couldn't stand it. So then I figured I could finally sit down. But then at like 4:45, Deb and her husband showed up and then Carl showed up. So I talked with them a little bit and I promised them I'd do it again. But here's a funny thing, because this freaked me out. I didn't see this coming. A friend of mine who has a YouTube channel called American Mexican Gunslinger, himself, his wife, and his kids showed up, and I could not believe it. I could not believe it because last time I saw him, it was out in Sacramento when I was working on my truck at a different shop. So it was just crazy that he made his way all the way out here. And he's doing good videos, but YouTube doesn't give him any play. So you guys should definitely go check out his channel. He does a lot of things with weapons. He knows he's very, very weapon capable, and that's his wife. And it's a good channel. You should subscribe to it or not. It's completely your call. But here's something that we discussed yesterday, because I'm going to show you the digital ID isn't coming. It's already here. It just hasn't been forced on you right this minute, but it's coming. One of my subscribers gave me this yesterday. This is a goldback. I've had a few of these given to me by subscribers in Utah. What this is actual money that is backed and made with gold. You can literally melt this piece of paper right here. It's in a plastic sleeve. You can melt this down and you will get exactly $1 worth of gold, actual physical gold. And these are accepted all over the United States, not everywhere, but I'll show you. Lots of places sell them. I'll post links below. I have no tie-in with them. But you've got Arizona goldbacks, Oklahoma goldbacks, Florida goldbacks, South Dakota, Utah, Nevada, New Hampshire, Wyoming. And you can buy all these. And for some reason, a $1 goldback costs $8. I don't understand how this works. I don't understand the economy. It's not big enough yet, etc. But it's going to be. You know what I mean? And you can find them now. And stores are accepting those in all the states I just showed. Alpine Gold, Ampex, JM Bullion, Defy the Grid, Texas Precious Metals, Finest Known, Quiver Collectibles, Money Metals, Silver Guys, SD, Erie Gold and Silver, Flying Eagle Coins, Bullion Exchange, Next Day Bullion, and Hero Bullion. I have no affiliation with any of these guys. I might hook up with one of them if any of them are actually solid, Christian, legit folks. But this is the way to go because this in being backed up by gold and silver, actual physical gold and silver. Half of the people I met are stacking gold and silver because we need to endure to the end. People do not understand that. When you say no to the digital ID, this is what's going to happen.
We've been drawn into this digital spy network in the name of convenience, connectivity, safety, and especially entertainment. The 3D world of cyberspace creates virtual lives that are often more exciting than reality.
Why is this technology being developed? It's all for the culmination of this digital prison from which there will be no escape after all the switches are turned on.
The critical switch would be the introduction of those digital IDs and central bank financial control. A world of zero trust.
Zero trust is based on a simple principle. Never trust, always verify.
Zero trust is a protocol that is implemented by cybersecurity companies. And what it really means is we don't trust you and you have to prove who you are all the time, 24/7. So think of it as going from a world of implicit allow to default deny. In tomorrow's world, once zero trust is implemented in, say, retail, everything will be behind plexiglass doors with a 3D camera, and it'll only be unlocked through your digital identity and facial recognition if you have the available carbon credits in your digital currency.
If you've reached the limit of your allowance, it could be access denied. This would apply to fuel, to travel, to meat and dairy products, to clothes and other consumer goods. Because everything in life could be valued by its carbon footprint. Even access to the internet could be denied.
So the new world of zero trust is really a world of locks. It's like an inverted prison. You are supposedly free to roam about, but everything you want to access is behind lock and key.
You're going to be completely locked out of the system. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't go to the gas station. You can't go to the grocery store. You may not even be able to go on the internet. They're going to use the digital ID to force you to be able to engage with society. Now, if you're really going to stand your ground, if you're really not going to take the digital ID vaccine, we'll call it, like so many of you did during COVID, we're on our own. We're enemies of the state. We're going to have to deal with each other and each other only, period, through trade, through cooperation, through networks, etc. Otherwise, you're taking the mark of the beast. You're going headlong into the beast system, straight up and down. No two ways about it. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not hyperbole. This is really, really occurring. As a matter of fact, it's been occurring. It's funny that the state, Utah, was the first place that I ever got one of these goldbacks from. And this is going on in Utah right now.
A big change could be coming to how you prove who you are. Utah State is considering rolling out a digital ID to help prove who you are in your online dealings. But with data breaches on the rise, Jim Spiewak asked if this can be a game changer for your online safety and security.
Everyone is born with identity, You control your identity. You should control your digital identity.
Christopher Bramwell, Utah's chief privacy officer, is leading the state's effort to create a state-endorsed digital identity system, which would provide residents with a verified digital credential proving they are who they say they are.
So someone being able to pretend that they're me probably wouldn't happen.
The whole point of state-endorsed digital identity is to give you control of your identity, so nobody can impersonate you.
Bramwell sees initial uses for digital identity for things like going through TSA or verifying identity for government services. But he also says demand is growing in the private sector.
Why wouldn't you just use an identity you control to log into services and you don't have to worry about reset passwords?
Bramwell says once you receive your credential, the state won't know when you use it and it won't be tracked, but it would be stored securely in something like a digital wallet.
What do we tell people about why this will be secure?
Security is our top priority, but most importantly, how do you recover when there's a security breach without having to do reissuance of identity to everybody in the state?
Utah lawmakers passed Senate Bill 260 this year, which laid the baseline policy that gives individuals the right to digital identity, but not a mandate to opt in.
Well, everybody's looking in every different direction. They're launching this. This is occurring right now. This has been going on since at least March that I can find. But it's a new kind of ID that could soon be on the way to change how Utahans prove who they are and how they protect that information online. This is completely and utterly laughable because you can spend years watching videos about 13 and 14 and 15 year olds literally hacking into the NSA, the FBI, taking over the CIA, taking over Amazon, Google, etc. None of this is safe whatsoever at all. All this is to do is to give you the mark of the beast, straight up, because the digital ID won't be able to stay on your cell phone. It'll have to be given to you personally so that nobody can steal it from you or etc. And this is the reason why all this AI is suddenly showing videos of Sam Altman getting arrested, getting set up. You need to prove that somebody makes a video about Richie from Boston locking a bunch of school children in the trunk of his car. I can prove it wasn't me because I have a digital ID. You have to prove you're human. Problem, reaction, solution. I've been talking about it for almost 20 years here. Almost 20 years here. You know what I'm saying? And now we're here. We're literally here. And it isn't just Utah whatsoever at all. Because according to the American Civil Liberties Union, there's only one state that is asking the right questions about digital ID, and it's New Jersey. As we've been warning for several years, a wave of U.S. digital driver's license programs that lack strict privacy controls threaten to blah, 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 blah. None of this makes any sense. It doesn't matter whatsoever at all. They're going to force this on you. They will create an event to force this upon all of us. No two ways about it. Do you see what I'm saying? I didn't think I'd live this long. Maybe I still won't, to see this actually come to fruition. But to fruition, it has come. Here we are right now. This is absolutely astonishing to me. Utah, out of all states, with all the Mormons that their entire lives are based on preparing for times like this. This is the first state that's actually got it. It's in motion. It's absolutely in motion. And speaking of things in motion, today's the 10th. On the 12th of November every year, they release a new Economist cover. Well, they gave us a sneak preview, I think, and it's pretty alarming because the Economist covers is showing all my videos, basically, in a nutshell. Let me explain. But before I show you the Economist cover, let me remind you one more time to get your money out of their banks, okay? You've got worthless ones and zeros that equate to your entire retirement or your life savings. Get it out of the bank. Turn it into physical gold and silver now before you can't. Because the day that you can't is coming very soon. And if you try to take out your gold, if you try to take out your 401k or your IRA on your own, enjoy the process because they make it next to impossible. Fortunately, Chelsea and the people over at Gold Co. do it for you. Period. I've had no problems, no complaints. Everybody's been giving me glowing reports on it. Do it before you can't. Okay, here's the Economist cover, or what we think is the world ahead in 2026. This is crazy, okay? This may not be the complete cover, but this cover right here is frightening nonetheless. It looks like a hot air balloon with somebody holding the strings at the very bottom. One person dressed in red at the bottom. In the middle is a birthday cake that's celebrating 250 years of America. It's showing Donald Trump, and it's showing drones. All sorts of drones attacking all over. Satellites transmitting, drones attacking everywhere, robot drones attacking on the ground, Viking ships, which I don't understand, red tanks, which would be China, but look everywhere. See the red and blue pills absolutely everywhere in this absolute chaos? I would imagine that represents us, the red and blue. Now see this bad boy right here? The cargo ship that no one suspected that's shooting and attacking the 250th anniversary birthday cake? Let me remind you of this.
A mysterious U.S. ship potentially packed with special operators is prowling the Caribbean as the U.S. ramps up its efforts against what leaders have labeled narco-terror groups. The vessel doesn't have a Navy hull number, it doesn't appear in any official deployment announcements, hell, it doesn't even really have much in the way of weapons, at least that we can see, but it brings to bear the tip of the United States spear.
Yes, we've already got ships like this deployed, and if you look at them, there's no numbers, there's no nothing on them, and inside is some of the most horrible technology you'll ever see. But if you look at this entire thing, all over it is red and blue pills. Where have we heard that before? That's how we're considered. Red pill, blue pill, you know what I mean? You got Jeff Bezos' penis-shaped thing shooting up into the sky. You've got drones attacking absolutely everywhere. Lasers coming from satellites, directed energy weapons. And then you see a video game controller that's wired to a brain. That's controlling the public's mind through frequencies and other methods. This may not be the cover, but this is what they put out. And this is absolutely frightening because this is absolute chaos and civil war. And red pill against blue pill is everywhere. Are you seeing this, folks? Yeah, this is crazy. This is utterly crazy. This is them telling us that they are going to force a civil war, whether we like it or not. Period. I've been telling you this. I've been beating this drum. Well, guess what? Sometimes beating the drum doesn't matter anymore because we are at the precipice. And I cannot stress this enough. I cannot say this enough. I hate to have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Are you really prepared in your mind, your body, and your spirit to stand up to this? Are you ready to walk away from entire society? Society will still be there. You just won't be able to be involved in it anymore. Do you see what I mean? You're going to have to make this choice. This is going to make leaving your job look like nothing. And that's what we talked about at the meetup yesterday. All these people that I never met before, except for a couple of them, Kent and his wife and kids, etc., you know, the little girl whose YouTube channel I told you about. Yeah, stuff like that. They're ready for this. It's going to be a big thing. You need to be ready for this. Or you need to be ready to check, please. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to lock you out of society. They're going to make it impossible for me to make videos, for you to watch videos. But at this point, it won't make any difference. They are going to force a war. They just laid off I don't know how many people today. Today, companies like Amazon, Microsoft, UPS, they're all quietly laying off tens of thousands of people while they're still hiring. They're getting rid of everybody while Trump's talking about 50-year loans. So you take a 50-year mortgage on a $600,000 house and you end up paying $1.3 million just in interest? Just in interest? They're telling you that the retirement age needs to be 70 now? How come these guys could take all these insider trading, all these different things that they did, make themselves multimillionaires and billionaires, but they couldn't manage the Social Security and turn that into trillions of dollars, which they should have, instead of just taking the money and doing whatever with it, sending it to Israel, sending it to Somalia, blowing up Iraq, spending trillions of dollars, killing millions of innocent people in other countries, and then going back and rebuilding it all on your dollar. But when it comes time for you to retire, sorry, it's not there. Don't know what to tell you. This is coming, and this is coming fast. And you really, really, really need to get down on your knees, clear your mind, unplug everything, and pray to God and ask for guidance. Because if you go their route, you're done. You're done. There's no one ringing that bell. I don't want to do this. I like being warm. I like vaping. I like doing what I'm doing. But I've been making arrangements for the last 15 years to do something else. And I know how to do it. And I've met so many of you people face to face. And apparently, I am not alone whatsoever at all. There's so many of us. It's insane. It's so many of us. It's insane. If you've got a comment, leave it below. If you've got something you need to tell me, rjcjr10@yahoo.com. It's amazing. People, Richie, I don't like they comment. I don't like that intro. Oh, well. That's all you got. The comment sections are open and all you got to do is bitch about the intro. The intro's staying forever till I can't do it anymore. Will from the Truth is Stranger Than Fiction YouTube channel made that intro and I'm sticking with it. But that's all you got. You got no questions. All the topics I talk about and that's all you got. It's pathetic, man. It's sad. These are the people that are watching for conspiracy infotainment. You know what I mean? The shape of the earth, so many things right now don't even matter. We need to focus on, are you going to be able to resist when this comes down the pike? Are you ready? Are you prepared to endure to the end? Because you're going to have to make that decision sooner rather than later. This is already in motion. It has been in motion with all the chaos, with all the bread and circus going on. They're doing exactly what they're doing right in the background. And in certain cases, they're showing it. They show it every single solitary time, man. It's crazy. At any rate, it's late. I gotta upload this before I can't. Richie from Boston, I'm out.